This is The Record on KUOW, where a white teddy bear clutches a Carl Castle bobblehead. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. It's a holiday weekend, 3 days to either dither about football or hunker down with a good book. Librarian Nancy Pearl always has some great reading recommendations. She's here every Friday. She came by the studios, and she pulled a very yellowed paperback out of her bag.
It is old. This was, I believe, the first paperback edition of the first novel by Amanda Cross.
Who's Amanda Cross?
Amanda Cross in real life is Carolyn Heilbrunn, who was an English professor at either Columbia or NYU.
I believe Columbia.
I thought Columbia originally, too.
Me too. What
and what's wonderful, this is the book that introduced her sleuth, Kate Fansler, and this is actually my favorite of all of her series of novels. And the setup with this is that Kate Fansler, who is obviously Carolyn Heilbrunn, is an English professor at a private college in New York City, when a student comes up to her and says, can you recommend a psychiatrist? I'm having some problems. Kate recommends one of her closest friends, who is a psychoanalyst, and the young woman goes to see him and is killed on his couch with a knife from his kitchen. Well, Kate, of course, is just, you know, filled with conflicting emotions. She's sure that the psychiatrist didn't do it. She feels terribly guilty about the student, and she sets out to figure out who done it. The later books, I don't know if you agree, Marcy, but for me, the later books were a little too mannered and a little too precious.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, I thought the denouement was just great. And
I haven't reread this in probably 20 years, which is why I asked. You brought in this very old copy. Are they reissuing these books?
I think they're doing all of her books in sort of matching cover designs. And so they are all available. But the one I would definitely recommend beginning with is In the Last Analysis.
And that is the first book by the woman whose pen name is Amanda Cross, Carolyn Heilbrunn, the late English professor and novelist. You also want to talk about a collection of novellas.
A collection of novellas by a British writer named Alice Thomas Ellis. And Alice Thomas Ellis was a columnist for the British magazine The Spectator. And I went through a period in my life when I read The Spectator, got it from England every week and just loved her essays. She's an Anglo-Catholic writer, was born a Protestant, converted to Catholicism. And The Summer House is a trilogy of three related novellas that all deal with a wedding,
the
same wedding, an impending wedding that no one is happy about, except perhaps Sylvester, the groom, who is in his middle 40s and is marrying Margaret, who is 19.
Oh my gosh.
So the novellas, each one is told by a different woman involved with, in one way or another, with the wedding. The first is told by Margaret herself, and it's you get a picture of what's happening. You know, it's covering the same 3 days each of the novellas, so you get a picture of what's happening. The second one is told by Syl's mother, so Margaret's soon-to-be mother-in-law, who has her own reasons for not being very thrilled about this wedding, dead set against it, in fact. And the next one, the third one, is told by Margaret's mother's best friend, Lily, who is determined that that wedding not take place.
I'm talking with Nancy Pearl, and this book that we're talking about is a collection of three novellas by Alice Thomas Ellis, which is very fun to say, Alice Thomas Ellis, and it's called The Summer House. And as you're talking, I'm thinking about books of collected short stories. So that got me to wondering, what's the line between a short story and a novella?
I think it's purely length. I don't think there's any other...
It's not a stylistic thing.
It's not a stylistic thing at all. as far as I understand it. The best thing about the summer house, well, there are many wonderful things about the summer house, beginning with the fact that it was written probably in the 60s or the 70s and just reissued by Paul Dry Books, which is a very little publisher, a small publisher, just does a wonderful, wonderful assortment of different titles. But this one has one of the nicest covers that I've ever seen. It's three different teacups and saucers stacked on top of each other. And Alice Thomas Ellis is probably one of the most British writers. Very, very dry humor. You know, so dry that when you're reading it, you might want to have like water with you to sort of cut the dryness. But one of her best known quotes is one that I'm always sort of fond of thinking about when I'm feeling particularly jaundiced toward the world. And that is, she said, "There is no reciprocity. Men love women, women love children, children love hamsters, and hamsters don't love anybody."
They love their wheels.
Right.
So essentially what connects these two authors, Amanda Cross and Alice Thomas Ellis, is that these are books that were written quite some time ago,
right,
that are reissued, and both women have a way with words.
Totally. And of course, Kate Fansler, the heroine, the sleuth of Amanda Cross's mysteries, because she's an English professor, there's always many, many literary references.
I have to say, yes, all of these books, but this one in particular, surprise you because they're quite erudite.
They are very erudite. And Alice Thomas Ellis is... just has this wonderful way with words. I mean, I defy anybody to read this book and not find something on nearly every page that you just sort of think, oh, wow, how do you look at things that way? That's so interesting. And, you know, if I were going to pick a writer that Alice Thomas Ellis was closest to in style and maybe concerns, it would be Muriel Spark. So, if you're a Muriel Spark fan, absolutely pick up The Summer House.
So the collection of three novellas is called, again, The Summer House by Alice Thomas Ellis. It's like a chant, a mantra, Alice Thomas Ellis, just reissued in three teacup covers. And then the mystery by Amanda Cross is called In the Last Analysis. And Nancy Pearl visits us every Friday with some reading recommendations. And lucky me, I got to sit in the chair with you today. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Marcy. Thanks.
It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.